Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's hour 3 of the Daily Tip here on the BetMGM Network. Chelsea Messenger here. Kate Constable in for Jenks. So, Kate, I keep looking at this game between the Eagles and the Chargers and thinking that a bet's going to come to me. But I keep staring at it, and the more that I stare at it and look at the numbers, just doesn't feel like a game I really want to bet on. Like, of course, I'm going to cobble something together, but do you ever have this feeling when it comes to, like, standalone games? Where you're like, okay, this is the only game on, I got to have something. And it's usually not a great scenario when you are forcing a bet, but that's kind of how I feel about this Eagles-Chargers game. Because, like, from a spread perspective, you're like, okay, the Eagles... No one knows what we're going to get from the Eagles, it feels like, on a weekly basis, except for the fact that, like, they're probably going to play in a close game. Then you look at the Chargers, and Justin Herbert is coming off hand surgery this week. So who knows, like, what he's going to operate out of, if he's going to be fully 100%. And this Eagles secondary, like, on paper has been pretty solid. And you're like, okay, it's going to be low scoring. But the total's 42. Who wants to play an under 42? I certainly don't, even though I feel like that's probably the way to do it. And then you're like, okay, well, what about props? If the total's 42, this is probably not going to be a great game for props. Like, somebody's probably going to get hit their prop, but it's just tough to thread the needle when odds makers are not expecting a ton of offense. Of course, you could say, oh, well, you could play unders. But what I hate about that is that guys can get this in, like, a single try. So you're like, okay, like, we'll bet on Saquon Barkley to be, like, ineffective or, like, not get his number. What if he rips off a big run of, like, 45 yards and then you're, you know, underwater even though he'd been averaging, like, 2.3 yards per carry on the rest of his rushes? So any way you slice it, like, I'm not enjoying trying to find a bet in this game, Kate. How do you feel about the Eagles and the Chargers? And you're muted.
Almost made it throughout the show without being muted. Dang it. I think this is going to be, it feels like it's going to be a pretty mundane game. Like, there isn't a whole lot pointing me to the fact that the Eagles offense could pop off in this game. I mean, you look at what they've scored the last couple games, 10 points against Green Bay, granted a win, 16 points against the Lions, granted a win, 21 against Dallas, 15 against the Bears. I mean, I just read that Kevin Petula's house was egged after the Bears lost because of how bad the offense has been. I don't know if that just automatically turns around tonight, especially this Chargers defense has been really good so far this season. I mean, almost the season, but they've been very good. Third in total defense. They are second in passing defense. It's the rushing defense where, like, if you're going to point to any sort of, struggle, like,
flaw,
they're still 13th in run defense. Like, so I don't know necessarily. I think you're right to think that, like, okay, unders probably are the right move for props in this game because we're not going to get a whole lot of points. I mentioned earlier, like, Saquon Barkley, maybe you go over his rushing yards, like, try and get a little bit more creative with some of those star players that are probably going to have to continue to command a very big role within the offense. But, like, I mean, Saquon, he gets a little screen pass or something, and he could go off for, I mean, 16 and a half in one run if he wanted to. The other thing that I think is worth looking at is Jalen Hurts and his rushing yards prop. Petula talked in the media this week about Jalen Hurts using his legs and, like, having some more design runs for him this game. And so I think that could be an avenue that he finds a little bit of success in, especially in years past, he's been fairly good at using his legs and scrambling. And maybe this is kind of a desperation spot where the passing game is not going well against this good passing defense, and Herbert's going to have to use his legs a bit more.
All right, so let's look at the number for that, because I do think that's at least a strong hypothesis, especially for some of these primetime games against good defenses. Because, like you mentioned, the Chargers are pretty good across the board. And again, if all the targets are covered and the secondary for the Chargers has been really good this year, that's when quarterbacks normally take off and run. And especially somebody like Jalen Hurts, who we know can be really dynamic with his legs. I think it's somewhere in the range of 26 and a half. Let's see what the over-under is. It's not listed at BetMGM. Love that.
I said 29 earlier in the half. I mean, I would prefer the 26. Yeah, I'm seeing 29 and a half right now at some other books.
All right, so let's cross-check that. Let's do, like, a live handicap of this if we want to play it. So if you look at his last few games, here are the game logs: 31, 33, 31, 27, and 22. And usually he'll have a long one peppered in there. Like, last game he had a 23-yard run, despite a loss against the Bears. So I think that's a pretty solid one. I do think, at least for, you know, his floor, like, I like looking at players, I'm like, okay, how high is the floor for them? Like, if things are just absolutely terrible, do we have a chance of hitting this bet? And it does feel like the floor is pretty high for Jalen Hurts, because his worst game rushing was 22 yards. Because sometimes with quarterback rushing yards, you can go for negative yards. We've seen that with Patrick Mahomes as he runs backwards, but not really the case for Jalen Hurts, as he's pretty solid with getting that positive yardage. Also, we mentioned this earlier, the chance at a Jalen Hurts touchdown. This used to be a foregone conclusion. We're like, oh, the tush push, duh. If they get even close to the end zone, it's going to be an Eagles touchdown with the tush push, and usually you'll get Jalen Hurts for a pretty solid price. Hasn't been the case as much this year. He's plus 105 to score a touchdown. He's hit it in 50% of his games this year. But would you put some money on Jalen Hurts to get in the end zone?
Yeah, especially to, you know, use his legs a little bit more. I think he could get outside the pocket if they're near the red zone, 20-yard line or something, and scramble and find the end zone that way. And then the tush push. Yeah, the Bears stopped the tush push on Black Friday, but I mean, the tush push is still working pretty good, where if they're on the 1-yard line, 2-yard line, that's what they're going to go to. So I like that you're still getting plus money in it. Last year, that was minus 110, 120 for Jalen Hurts anytime touchdown. And this season, you're at least getting a tiny bit of value. So that's where I would go with Jalen Hurts. Any props for the Eagles in terms of, like, a side, Chelsea, not having Lane Johnson or Jalen Carter in for the Eagles is huge. When one of those players has been out this year, the Eagles are 0-4 against the spread. So if they're not covering this spread, they're likely not winning this game. On the road too, like, the sabotage factor for the Chargers is that Justin Herbert just had hand surgery and their offensive line has been just totally scrambled over the course of the season. So, like, it's not like the Chargers are perfect on their end either, but I think they are in a slightly better, like, team state than the Eagles are in terms of just, like, morale and continuity and chemistry, because every week it's the same story coming out of the Eagles locker room, is that, like, the players don't like each other, the offense has fallen apart, no one's happy, we're implementing positivity rabbits in the locker room. Like, if you have to do that, like, something's not right, where the vibe check, if we're going off vibes for our handicapping today, which you should never do, I lean towards the Chargers.
Well, listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I think, for me, if you kind of look at both these teams, you're like, okay, both these teams have question marks. But one of these teams you're getting 2 points with. Like, if you think it's essentially a coin flip, you go with the team that's getting 2 points, in my opinion. But I have tried to, like, you know, get creative on this and find a bet that I do like. Maybe this is a situation, and I know people are going to look at this and be like, same game, teaser, Chelsea, what are you doing? But I do think it kind of fits the bill, because my hypothesis is that even if the Eagles win, it does not feel like a blowout win to me. So, like, that's one side of the coin where you say, okay, one of these legs is going to be the Chargers plus 7. I do think even if the Chargers lose, it's going to be a closer game. You look at the last 9 games for the Eagles, only 2 of those have been Eagles wins by more than 7 points. And one of those was an Eagles win over the Lions where it was 16-9. Like, that's right, you know, it's 7. So, it just feels to me it's not going to be a blowout win. And I also think it's going to be a lower scoring game. So that's the second leg of the same game teaser. And depending on how much juice you want to lay, you can do Chargers plus 7 under 47. That's minus 105. Or you could do under 49 and you give yourself a little bit extra wiggle room. And that is minus 125. So I think that's the threading of the needle that I'm probably going to try. Because that's the hypothesis. I say, you know, one of these teams is going to win in a close, low-scoring affair, and I think maybe that's the way you play it.
I think you're spot on with that. So giving yourself a little wiggle room on both sides, not a bad idea at all. We've also just seen primetime games be lower scoring this year, Chelsea. Like, we haven't seen too many primetime games totally pop off in terms of the scoreboard. And so to expect a lower-scoring game in this one, I think is pretty fair. And the line is telling you that too. 42, it's down to 41.5 some other places. We're down to 1.5 in favor of the Eagles. So money coming in on the Chargers as well. So Chargers and the under, if those are your two teaser legs, I mean, you're on the right side, or the side that the market is doing. I mean, although very limited moves, it's still moving that way.
Right. And I'll say this about, like, two teams that I have not been super high on, you know, coming into this saying, oh, you can't trust them. Their defenses at least look trustworthy, because, like, that's been the thing with the Eagles. The reason why they have 8 wins on the season is because the defense has won a lot of games for them. Remember that stretch where it was like the Eagles beat the Packers 10-7, the Eagles beat the Lions 16-9. It's because, excuse me, of that defense. So I think it's fair to look at these numbers and say, like, it's going to be a closer scoring affair, because I came into this game with the hypothesis that the Chargers have this great pass defense, because all you hear about is like the Chargers are great at limiting the big play. And you do look at yards per attempt, and the Chargers just out of the top five of the NFL, only allowing 6.4 yards per attempt. But if you look at the Eagles secondary, they're only allowing 6.6. So it's a great secondary on paper as well. And if you look at this Eagles secondary, they're allowing a league low 56% completion percentage to opposing quarterbacks. So if you have that matchup going against Justin Herbert, who might not be 100%, I think it's lower scoring. So I think points are going to be at a premium. And I think we have a lower total. But let me ask you this, Kay. It's 42. That's the normal number for the line. Will you be playing the under on that?
Yes. I still think it's an under game, even at that total. I don't see a whole lot of action tonight. Like, I mean, the Chargers have been winning games, but their offense, like the weapons on their offense aren't, can you say they're not elite? Omarion Hampton coming back, like that could be a boost in the run game, but he also hasn't played since week 5. I don't think he's necessarily like a game changer in terms of going to pop off for 120 yards or anything like that. So I think this is going to be more of a defensive game, especially everything you just said about the secondary for the Eagles. Like, they can kind of shut you down. And Ladd McConkey, yeah, he's great. The fact that I'm umming here is like, Keenan Allen, fine. They're all just like okay players. It's not like you have any Jamar Chases or Justin Jeffersons on this offense that is going to do some serious damage against even a very good secondary. I think this is going to be kind of a dud of a game in terms of points scored.
Right. And it's not, I don't think I'm super low on the weapons that the Chargers have. I just think when you don't have an offensive line to give you time, you can't utilize those weapons correctly, because we've seen a lot of offensive line injuries for the Chargers this season. So maybe that goes into it as well. But sometimes you see these higher numbers and you're like, okay, well, they scored 31 against the Raiders. The Raiders defense is a far, far cry from what we'll see from the Eagles defense. So don't read in to that too much. And the Chargers have still gone under the total in two of their last three games. If you look at the Eagles, it's been four straight unders for Philadelphia. And a lot of that has been based on their offense needing to figure it out. As we know, tensions are mounting for their offensive coordinator. So let me ask you, do you think this is the game where the offense finally gets it together? Like, I feel like the answer is no, but this is what kind of, you know, scares me in the back of my mind. It's the same thing when you bet against teams like the Chiefs, like the Ravens, where you know, like, maybe somewhere in there is a good team. This is a team that won the Super Bowl last year. Yeah. But it's also December 8th of the season. If they haven't figured it out by now, when are they going to figure it out?
That's kind of my point. Like, I don't think it's all just going to necessarily come together for the Eagles. And because they're coming off of, you know, two straight losses means that the Eagles are the team that's going to bounce back. I think if there's any team that bounces back in these spots, it's a team that has chemistry and the locker room is okay. Like, the locker room is not okay in Philadelphia, and that's been a storyline for weeks now. So I don't think you go on the road across the entire country to, mind you, Philly to LA. Jim Harbaugh is a very good coach. He's going to have a great game plan, and all of a sudden everything just kind of falls into place because it's time for things to fall into place for the Eagles. Like, I just don't think that's what we're going to see tonight. I think the Eagles continue to struggle a little bit, and they're going to have to figure things out before the playoffs. They're still in a great spot to win the division. But I don't think that whole figuring it out thing, offense turns around, happens tonight against this Chargers defense.
Yeah, I think if the Eagles win, it's going to be on the backs of their defense. Like, and that's what we've seen for most of the season. So I'm not saying the Eagles can't win. I'm just saying they're probably not going to score 35 points. And if they do, all credit to them. We'll be glad that they're back. And A.J. Brown, hey, maybe he'll be happy for once. All right, coming up next, best bets come your way after the break. We've saved our absolute best for last. It's next on The Daily Tip.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.